Check out Dobbs April deals before you make your next tire or service purchase, including super BOGO deals on oil changes, plus great deals on new sets of tires. Bumper to bumper, your dollars go further at Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for April deals now.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Ferrario and Tanner Hendrickson. I'm Brandon Kiley. Very happy to go out to the Brown and Crouppen Celebrity Line to see, to talk with a man that we're going to be seeing a lot more here in the not too distant future. It's Matthew DeFranks. He's the Stars beat writer right now for the Dallas Morning News. He will soon be, though, the Blues beat writer for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. Matthew, we appreciate you taking the time to hop on with us today, man. Congratulations early on the new position you'll be taking here in St. Louis. How you doing today?
Doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. We're thrilled to have you. So let's start there. How much have you been able to pay attention? Because I know you've got your day-to-day grind of covering the Dallas Stars, but how much have you been able to see of what the Blues have done this year? It's been a wild ride, to say the least.
Yeah. Kept up with it a decent amount. Haven't been watching every game as I normally would as a beat writer, right? But I've been reading all the coverage and catching up on highlights and stuff like that. That'll ramp up a lot in the next few weeks once we hit December as we get a little closer. But for the most part, just been focusing on a lot of the Stars stuff, doing my own current job right now.
I would imagine that's got to be an easier transition for you, though, Matthew, right? Where you transition into covering a team that's in the same division as the Stars?
Yeah, a lot simpler. I think I was worried even this morning for morning skate. You know, you're so used to seeing players without their jerseys on, just recognizing them by the way they skate or their handedness or what kind of stick they have. And, I wasn't sure how that would translate to seeing the Blues skate and stuff like that. But having seen them in the playoffs a few years ago, you know, twice every preseason, even the prospects up in Traverse City, I've seen a lot of the Blues across the last 4 or 5 years. So, that's very helpful to actually have an understanding of, you know, their personnel and their organization and things like that.
Absolutely, Matthew. So let's just jump into that with you. Get these two teams going head-to-head for the first time this season, which the craziness of this NHL schedule, they don't play each other again until the final two games of the regular season. But you've gotten two teams right now that are battling it out in the Central Division that I know we're only 21, 22 games in. But every time these two teams go head-to-head with each other, it always feels like there's something on the line.
Yeah, and we kind of talked with Pete DeBoer this morning about the closeness of the Central Division. Obviously, you know, Minnesota, St. Louis didn't get the starts that they wanted, and you know, Winnipeg, Colorado, Dallas kind of did, but it seems like the division's really tightening, and games like these where you're not going to see these teams again until the very last two games, right? So those two games, they could be for playoff spots. Who knows? I'm sure both of these teams would like to have that spot locked up before the last two games. But just having those on the schedule is going to be significant down the line. And I'm kind of interested to see almost kind of which Blues team shows up tonight. I think they've been so up and down, so streaky, and obviously coming off a big win in Florida. Who knows if that maybe kind of jumpstarts them back into the good streak. But the Stars have been pretty consistent most of the season. When they do have off nights, they have pretty significant off nights, but they're right back at it the next night. And even their loss in Colorado a few days ago, they had more shots, they had chances, but Alexander Georgiev made a 41 save. So they're playing pretty good hockey, and I'm kind of interested to see how it looks tonight.
Matthew DeFranks is our guest here on 101 ESPN. Matthew, one of the stories that we followed locally that I know you were probably in the day-to-day with was Jason Robertson in the offseason, the contract negotiations that he had with the Stars. It kind of came down to the wire, but it doesn't seem to be affecting him in any way, shape, or form. He is on pace right now for 67 goals and 130 points on the season. He was very good a year ago, a point-per-game type of a player, but what has he done to elevate his game this season?
Yeah, it's kind of insane what he's doing without a training camp. He didn't play a single preseason game. I think he only had two or three practices before the regular season began. And and you could call it a slow start if you want, you know, his first seven games or so, but he's riding a 15-game point streak right now, has 16 goals and 12 assists in those 15 games. So that's kind of an absurd stat line there. And I think that the thing with him, you recognize all the different ways that he can score goals. He's kind of a sneaky player, and a lot of the coaches and players around the Stars have talked about him not really showing up a ton on the ice. And you look at the stat sheet, and he has seven shots on goal, a goal and an assist. And a lot of it is because he's in the right areas of the ice. He knows where to stand around the net, and he's got very quick, skilled hands. So he's very good at winning battles at the net front, pitching pucks out of corners, and you know, getting to the right areas in front of the net. So he does all that well, but then he also has a really good shot that he can shoot pretty much from the tops of the circles down. And he's finding a lot of different ways to score. And so even if he gets shut down on the outside, he'll still find his way inside and vice versa.
Matthew, when I look at this Dallas Stars team coming into the season, you always expect them to kind of be in the mix of the Central Division, but underperformed last season, to say the least. How much of the Dallas Stars has been impacted by Pete DeBoer's hire? Because, like, I looked at this team this offseason and said, this is a playoff contending team with the right head coach. And Pete DeBoer gets hired, and look, they're the first team in the Central Division.
Yeah, it's he's had a big impact. And I think I was just like you when I looked at this roster in the offseason. I said, well, they're probably a fringe playoff team, like they have been for the last 7-8 years, whatever it is, whether kind of on the bubble, they're around 14th or 15th in the lead. You don't know whether they're going to be in or out. It's just going to depend on a 3-week stretch in March. And I kind of pegged them around there again this season. But Pete DeBoer has really come in, and he's changed the way that they played. So they're a lot more up-tempo. They're a lot more focused on offense. Under Rick Bonus, they were, you know, pretty heavily a dump-and-chase forecheck team that packed it in their own defensive zone as well. So under Pete DeBoer, they're hanging on to pucks a lot more at the blue line. They're carrying it in, possessing pucks a lot more. And it's led to giving up a little bit more in their own zone, but they've been a lot more dangerous offensively, especially on the rush. They're still looking to find kind of their cycle and forecheck game in the offensive zone, but on the rush, they've been particularly dangerous. And that's something that we haven't really seen the last 2 years. And I think it's more of a, not so much of a system or things like that, but a style and a philosophy that Pete DeBoer has brought that's allowed them to score more goals. And the other side is they have a few new pieces that they didn't have last year. Mason Marchment is in there, and he's played well at times. He's been kind of streaky. Jimmy Benz had a resurgent season on the third line, and he's playing with the two youngest forwards that weren't with the team last year, Wyatt Johnston and Ty DeLandria. So there've been some new pieces. But for the most part, it's just a lot of philosophy and style of play that's changed.
Matthew, I want to go back to Jason Robertson for a minute, because honestly, some similarities. If you look at the last 10 games, it's been Jason Robertson and Jordan Kyrou, the top two scorers in the National Hockey League. I know you saw a lot of him last season when he was an all-star for this team. Do you see some similarities between Kyrou and Robertson's game?
Similar in how creative they can be. But much different in how they get there, right? So Kyrou's a lot of you know, speed and skating and playmaking that way, and obviously him and Thomas have a nice connection, or it did at times last year. And Robertson is more, he doesn't really have the in your face qualities of, you know, the skating. And actually, skating is a big reason he fell to the second round in 2017. So he doesn't really have that, or he doesn't have the big one-timer. He doesn't have those physical qualities, but he's still creative and he knows where to be. So I think you can look at him and say that their numbers can be comparable, and but they get there in much different ways.
Final one, Matthew, I wanted to ask you, goaltending tonight, it looks like it's going to be Jordan Binnington against Jake Oettinger, and in my opinion, two of the better goaltenders in the National Hockey League this season. How impactful has Oettinger's game been this season for Dallas, and from what you've seen of Jordan Binnington this season, how impactful has his play been to you?
Yeah, so with Oettinger, he had a great start to the season. I think at one point his save percentage was .952. He was leading the league in both save percentage and goals against. He injured, I believe it was his ankle, you know, a few weeks ago, and hasn't really quite been the same guy. They've given up a lot more chances around the net and on the rush in front of him, so his team hasn't really helped him a ton. But he's come back down to earth, and you know, if this is where he's going to stay at around 925, I think the Stars will take it. And you know, as far as Binnington, you know, he's been really strong recently, obviously, and it's been interesting to see kind of from afar a little bit of the ups and downs that he's had to go through this season and where he ends up settling. Obviously, a huge part of this team in St. Louis, and with the contract and everything as well. So, been interesting to see where everything lands.
Matthew, it was great to catch up, man. We're looking forward to seeing you long-term here in St. Louis. We wish you nothing but the best. Enjoy the game tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks.